Hello listeners, welcome back. I'm Salman Rahman Shorab. Welcome to my podcast channel. I often encounter a common question from the audience that why vocabulary? Why one needs to learn vocabulary more and more? I give them some common answer that vocabulary is important because it helps us in speed reading. If you know the meaning of words, then you can read quickly. So our time will be saved. And second one is our communication becomes effective and impressive. If we can add good phrases and words while speaking to someone, then we can impress him or her by expressing ourselves properly. And the number three reason is a robust vocabulary improves all areas of communication, listening, speaking, reading and writing. And then the number four vocabulary is we gain more information when we learn new words. So our knowledge actually increase. So this is the all reason why we need a more vocabulary. But today I will again discuss 10 new vocabularies and why we are waiting for. Let's go. So today's first vocabulary is swagger. The correct spelling of this word swagger is S-W-A-G-G-E-R, swagger. Picture the confident, maybe even arrogant way a pirate, a cowboy or even a rapper might stroll around. That style of walking is called a swagger. After you are ace a test, you might swagger down the hall feeling pretty full of yourself. Synonyms are of this word swagger: cock, prance, ruffle, sashay, strut, tit up, bluster, swass, bully, browbeat, groovy. The second vocabulary of today's session is uproar. The correct spelling of this word uproar is UPROAR, uproar. Any kind of noisy disturbance can be called an uproar. A large group of political protesters outside City Hall is likely to create an uproar. An announcement that the neighborhood donut shop is out of donuts could create another kind of uproar. The synonyms of this word uproar are garboil, tumult, brouhaha, hubbub, tumultuousness. The third vocabulary of today's session is spurious. The correct spelling of this word spurious is S-P-U-R-I-O-U-S, spurious. Something false or inauthentic is spurious. Don't trust spurious ideas and stories. Spurious statements often are lies, just as a spurious coin is a counterfeit coin, a fake. A spurious claim is one that's not backed up by the facts. The synonyms of this word spurious are specious, false, counterfeit, initiated, illegitimate. The fourth vocabulary of today's session is wayward. The correct spelling of this word wayward is W-A-Y-W-A-R-D, wayward. Someone wayward is a little stubborn and independent. They are determined to find their own way and are not easily controlled. Being wayward can mean a few things, but they all have something to do with doing your own thing, often going against what others want you to do. A rebellious student is wayward. The correct synonyms of this word wayward are contrary, obstinate, perverts, disobedient, erratic, temperamental, uncontrolled. The fifth vocabulary of today's session is optimism. The correct spelling of this word optimism is O-P-T-I-M-I-S-M, optimism. Optimism is all about seeing the bright side of things. If you think it's going to be a great day, even though the bills are due, you lost your wallet, you forget your lunch, then you are full of optimism. Optimism is expecting that the best will happen, even if you don't think the very best thing will always happen. If you are generally given to optimism, you think things will get better instead of worse. The correct synonyms of this word optimism are cheerfulness, sanguinity, to become sanguine. The sixth vocabulary of today's session is affectation. The correct spelling of this word affectation is A-F-F-E-C-T-A-T-I-O-N, affectation. The guy at your local coffee shop who is never left the state but speaks as though he has lived in London all his life. His British accent is an affectation. Affectation is all about faking it. The correct spelling of this word affectation are mannerism, pose, affectedness. We actually usually know this word affectation by another meaning, and it means the affectation towards something, to love something, like that. But in this lesson, we understand that affectation has another meaning, and it is actually faking it, and the meaning is just like faking it or posing something that you are not actually really. Okay, let's go to our next vocabulary, enhance. The correct spelling of this word enhance is E-N-H-A-N-C-E, and enhance. Many people use the expression enhance your chance to point out ways to increase your chance of winning or earning a contest or prize. When you enhance something, you heighten it or make it better. You can enhance the size of something too, by altering it or raising it, which is what the word original meant. Enhance, the correct synonyms of this word enhance are heighten, raise. The number eight vocabulary of today's session is extreme. The correct spelling of this word is E-X-T-R-E-M-E, extreme. Something extreme is far out, either in terms of distance or intensity. Extreme sports are wild or dangerous, and an extreme height is very high. When you talk about extreme things, you are talking about things that are very, very something. An extreme point is the farthest distance from a place. The correct synonyms of this word extreme are utmost, uttermost, intense, immoderate, distant, extremum. The ninth vocabulary of today's session is malice. The correct spelling of the word malice is M-A-L-I-C, malice. Malice is the intention to cause harm. If someone feels malice toward you, look out, they have got bad intentions. People feel malice for people they hate. Malice is even stronger than spite. The correct synonyms of this word malice are maliciousness, spite, venom, malevolence. The number 10 vocabulary of today's session is inhibit. The correct spelling of this word inhibit is I-N-H-I-B-I-T, inhibit. When you inhibit something, you block it or hold it back. If you put plants in a dark room, you inhibit their growth. A teacher who mocks their students for giving wrong answer inhibits their willingness to speak up in a class. When you look at the word inhibit, think hinder. The correct synonyms of this word inhibit are constrict, conquer, curb, subdue, suppress, bottle up, stamp down. That's all for today's session, listeners. I hope I give you something to learn today, and I will again come back tomorrow or very soon with 10 new vocabularies to expand your vocabulary capabilities. Thank you, and bye for now, and wait for them. Thank you.